Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Fáil MacAdams, thank you, Assumpta.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye bye. Fáil MacAdams.
Hi there, Joe.
What happened this morning? Another good deed.
Absolutely. It was actually on Friday this happened. It started on Thursday. A guy came out to fix my husband's shower chair. He's in a wheelchair, and the shower wheel went all wobbly on me, and I was afraid of my life bringing him into the shower that he'd fall, you see. So I know this guy. He's come out on numerous occasions to fix the wheelchair, and he's a really nice guy, you know. But he was going out the front door, and the door had been broken for a long time, the lock. And I had a chair against it, you know.
Right.
And, yeah. And he said, oh, what's wrong with your door? I'll have a look. And he got the screwdriver out. And
okay. He fixed the door.
I fixed the door, you see. But it seemed impossible to him. So, because numerous people have come up and tried to fix the door, you know. But anyway, he said, leave it with me. I'll be back. And he came back. I'll be back. And he came back with his brother. And the two of them started on the door, and they were, after about an hour, they took the small lock off, and then they just couldn't fix it. So he said, you know, I'll be back tomorrow, he says. And I said, no, well, it's okay, and, you know, how much do I owe you, and all the rest.
Brilliant. So this chap who came to fix your shower door...
No, my
chair.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He ended up refurbishing your house, Val, at this day.
Yeah.
Fair play to him. And is he from the company that fixes shower chairs?
He's from, they fix wheelchairs and beds, you know, hospital beds and stuff like that. So he knows us for the past 4 years. He's been coming in.
Do you want to give his first name?
Yes, Dominic.
Dominic. And you say he brought his brother to help because it was a big job.
He brought his brother to help, yeah. But that wasn't all. That was Thursday.
Right.
And then he said, I'll be back. And he came back Friday morning with his brother again. And they took the whole inside. You know, it's a big, long strip.
Mm-hmm.
They took it out of the door. And I was going, I'll have to pay. You can't be doing
it. All of this, yeah.
Go in and sit down and have a cup of tea.
Good lads.
And they went off, Joe, and they came back with a whole new lock and inserted it. Now, it took them about 2.5 hours.
Incredible.
They wouldn't take anything. I couldn't. They were wearing masks and everything, you know, and I
super,
was.
Super, super.
So, yeah. So it was absolutely brilliant.
And you seem to be of good demeanour, Val. You seem to be... How do you... Like, obviously, given what you're telling me about the shower door and a wheelchair, obviously there are challenges in your house. Is that for you? It's for you.
No.
And,
well, yeah, of course. But my husband...
Okay, so the challenge is for both, but your husband's in the wheelchair. Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you keep going in a pandemic?
Well, I'm always grateful, Joe, for, you know, I'm blessed to be able to look after him, to be honest. He's a big man and I'm little, and he's paralysed down one side and his speech is bad and he's partially blind, but we get on like a house on fire.
Okay.
You know, yeah, he's great. He's in great spirits. He never complains. He's in good form all the time.
Okay.
And, you know, we're blessed.
And you say, I pick out three things every day I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're grateful today for Dominic and brother Dominic.
Oh, jeepers. Joe, I was, honest to God, I was overwhelmed.
Yeah,
and you
super.
Know, I heard the lady, the flower shop.
Yeah, Celine's flowers.
Celine, yes. I heard her saying something and I thought it was absolutely gorgeous. A pandemic of kindness.
Yeah.
And I just thought, gosh, that's beautiful. You know, you know, and there's so many good people
and
in the world.
And Dominic and brother Dominic are the two. They're helping you more above and beyond the call of duty.
Absolutely. And Joe, I happened to just say to Dominic, you know, I was thinking they must be really kind to their mothers, you know. And okay. I said, is your mom still alive? And, you know, and he's like, she died last week. At night, I said, oh, gosh, I'm very sorry. And he said, not at all. She was 97. She was drinking and smoking and betting on horses up to the day she died.
Okay. Well, apart from that, she lived a very chaste and healthy life.
Yeah.
Well done to get to 97. Yeah. Well done. Okay, yeah. Val, thank you for contacting us. I hope Dominic and brother Dominic, his brother, get the message
of what
a difference they made to you
and
your house. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks,
Val,
Joe.
Mind you, what's your husband's first name?
Jim.
Well, kind regards, Jim, if you're listening.
I tell him. Yeah.
Okay, and Val, you too. Mind yourself. That's Val McAdams in Rathfarnham in Dublin.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Gesture. There's another gesture of pandemic kindness. Francis Hanny. Francis, good afternoon in Dublin.
How are you, Joe?
What have you, you're a taxi driver. What have you decided to do? And fair play to you, because taxi drivers are suffering very, very, very badly in the pandemic in terms of business. But go ahead, Francis.
Yeah, it's brutal out here, Joe, you know. In the pandemic, I was going to suggest that I bring blind people around that can't get out of their houses to hospitals or appointments or whatever they need to do, because it's going to be hard for them, you know.
So you're saying anyone who's visually impaired can contact you, your registered taxi driver, and you bring them, anywhere within the M50 or...?
Anywhere around Dublin, they need to go to for free,
But how can you make a living out of that, Francis?
I don't want to make a living out of it, Joe. It's just the thing I want to do for them, you know. I'm doing it years,
Okay, but you're saying you're in the car anyway, are you? Looking for work?
Yeah, I'm in the car driving around. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing something for somebody.
Okay. And are you with a company, or do you just operate off the radio, or...
I'm with my taxi and I do a few jobs for a few hotels and that, you know.
Yeah, sure, the hotels are empty, are they?
Yeah, of course, there's nothing happening around at all, Joe. There's no one in the morning, the staff mostly, you know.
And if we go to level four and a bit?
You're going to be tired down more then, you know. It's going to be brutal altogether, so I need to get out of the house myself so if I can get out and help people that I can, you know, because they're going to be struggling to get around.
Yeah.
It's hard enough for them. Struggling as it is without having to go looking for buses and taxis and whatever.
Yeah. And did you mention you did this before?
Yeah, Joe, yeah. I'm doing it years. If I see blind people at bus stops, I bring them home for nothing free. And if I see them in the street and they're struggling, I pull in and tell them that who I am and where I am and I want to bring you home. I won't cost you anything. And that's what I do, yeah.
And why is that, Francis? Has there been someone in your family that was visually impaired? Or?
Oh, it's just a thing I feel that I should do, Joe, for these people, you know.
And they're okay when you pull up. I say people know you by this stage, do they?
No, a few of them would know me, Joe. Just the ones that I see. They're strangers to me, Joe. I don't know them at all. I just want to help them out. It's hard enough for them to get around.
Okay, and say you're going up. But say you're going up... Up there, say the Navan Roads, at all the bus stops up there near St. Vincent's or whatever, near the Breffni Inn, near Macari's, the best chip shop in Dublin. If you're stopped there, if you see someone there at a bus stop, and they you pull in, and they say, "Well, actually, I'm going to Dunshaughlin."
I say that's no problem. Jump in.
Fair play.
And I help them into the car.
Fair play, pal.
A few times I've had to do that. And I don't mind doing that, Joe, because the feeling to get over is fantastic knowing you've done something for them, you know?
Well done.
We got all started years ago, Joe, when we was going home one day. I got this job on the radio.
Right.
On Friday evening, I was going home, and I went to the hotel, and there was these two German guys, two young lads.
Yeah.
And they were going to the airport. So when I got out to the airport, I said, no, I'm not going to charge these people. So I'm going home, and I only did 15 minutes. From the airport.
Okay.
So we just told him it was free, and he said, no. I said, yeah, it's free, come on. So I got out and I just got them by the arms and brought them into the airport. And then I come back out and got the luggage and brought it back into them and got security to look after them.
Okay.
And Joe, the feeling I got driving out of the airport
I felt about 10 feet tall from where I go.
Good man. Good man.
You know what I mean? So
well done.
That's what I'm doing now.
And well done to all the taxi drivers around the country. You do brilliant service.
Yeah,
and I'm so sorry.
Well, you know?
And I'm so sorry you're getting it so bad at the minute. But well done. Francis Hanny, remember that name, a great name. Francis Hanny in Dublin. If you're visually impaired, Francis is offering he's a registered taxi driver. He's offering to take you wherever you want to go. Okay, Francis, God bless you. Safe travelling, Francis. Back tomorrow, 1:45, Fergus Sweeney produced. By the way, it was Justin McCarthy, who's an incredible hard worker. He's on all the time. Fair play, Justin, a great journalist. Justin McCarthy, who presented the news at 1 today. Fergus Sweeney produced, and Ray Darcy's next.